time to wait for your sleep. Right when you get released, but don't
hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician, sounding a little bit less than normal today. And my special guest tonight is Steve Barish. Yay! Hey, Steve.
How you doing, Valerie?
Oh, well, as you know, we've both kind of been down with the flu this last week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, I was off all last week, and they had me on antibiotics, and I feel better this week, but I'm still recovering.
Yeah, it's really difficult, and you know, this is a good point that I wanted to bring up. The whole reason I'm admitting to people that we were both ill is because I'd like people to understand that being a healer or being any kind of metaphysician, any kind of healer of any sort, does not mean you never get ill. It just means you recover from it fairly quickly. And, you know, we're all going to be faced with these things in life that confuse us. And I can't tell you how many healers have come to me and have said, I don't understand why I can't heal myself. Well, you know, I've told you before, I think it's because we have to share things. And so that's not a big surprise to me. However, when we get ill personally, we don't like it, do we, Steve?
Not at all.
Yeah, and it's frustrating. But, you know, sometimes it happens because, you know, things have to happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my teacher Torkin used to say, you know, people would think you were crazy if you told them this. But here's the truth. He said, viruses must come through us in order to become more. And mm-hmm. if they don't come through us, then they will never become as we are. And I thought, okay, but I don't want them coming through me. So too bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, get over it.
That's said, right.
Yeah, he said, you know, everything that lives has a right to live. No matter how bad we may think it is, it has a right to live, as do we. It does not have a right to kill us. And so, you know, if you keep that balance in mind, and you realize that, okay, for whatever reason, my number came up, and, you know, I had to host a bunch of viruses for this particular phase of their journey. Okay, fine, now don't bother me anymore. I found myself stating that a lot as I went through this particular illness. And I have to say also, for some reason, for the 2 days when I was susceptible, I didn't wear my receptor or my projector. Now, people are saying, what was wrong with you? Why did you not do that? And I said, well, you know, every so often I take them both off because I want a clear field and I want to understand what it's doing for me. You know, I want to feel the difference. I want to feel the different dimensions. I want to feel whatever's going on. Well, during those 2 days, I happened to journey up to Flagstaff for both days. And, you know, Flagstaff is where Northwestern Arizona University is. And so there's tons of kids. They're always sick, you know. So there I was, out in the midst of all this, and then they chemtrailed us on top of it. And they chemtrailed us so bad that we actually had gloom here. Now, those of you that don't live in Arizona probably wouldn't understand this. If you live in Pennsylvania or back east someplace, you're probably going, yeah, what's the big deal? It's always gloomy in the winter. And I have to tell you, no, it's not. Not in Arizona. In Arizona, the skies are sunny, people play tennis, you know. I mean, it's beautiful during the winter time. It's the best time of the year for us.
Mm.
And so for us to have gloom is not normal. When they chemtrailed us, the gloom came on, and it has effectively cut out the sunlight now for like a week at a time.
Mm.
This is bad. This is really, really bad. It's cut the sunlight markedly. I mean, normally, during the daytime, we'd be in about 50 degrees, which in Arizona is really pleasant. With the sun out, you would think you're in 70 or 80 degree weather.
Mm.
Because it's beautiful. It's dry. You know, there's no biting wind. It's just beautiful. And that all went away. You know, but it started out that way in the morning. The skies were clear. Then they started chemtrailing. Then pretty soon the skies were gloomy. And pretty soon there was no sun. Then it was cold. Now, it's normally cold in the winter, but not this cold. So, you know, this is the stuff that's going on. in the meantime, you know, that there are so many different things in the chemtrails that we can't avoid. You know, there's like 9 different bacteria. There's 6 to 9 different toxic radioactive metals. There's 3 funguses, 3 viruses. I mean, these are things that kill people in the hospital. So this is the kind of stuff they're dosing us with, and God only knows what else, all kinds of poisons and toxins. So, no, I'm not telling people this in order to get them upset. What I'm saying is, yeah, I am. Get upset, you know. It's time for people to rise up and say, enough of this crap. Stop it. You know, they are poisoning us, people. We've got to stop it.
I know we have it out here. We have it here in Rochester, New York. And you can see the trails on Sunday or any day, and it's just absolutely terrible.
Oh,
and
it's horrible. We're breathing it in. There's nothing we can do.
No, there's nothing. And I would say that 90% of the people in Rochester have had this or are going to have it. And it's all from chemtrails.
Yeah,
this
and I heard Madeline was telling me, 3/4 of Arizona has the flu right now. And I said, excuse me?
Yeah.
He said, 3/4 of Arizona got the flu all at once.
Yeah.
And I said, now, first of all, that's not normal. The way the flu or any other disease goes is one person gets it and gives it to 2 people who give it to 2 people who give it to 2 people. There's a geometric progression.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while to build it up. And so you don't have the entire state sick with the flu all at once. It doesn't happen that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you have somebody that says 3/4 of Arizona has the flu now all at once, you know you've been dosed by the government.
Mm-hmm.
This is not okay, people. You know, we need to stand up and say, no, I'm not playing this game anymore. Stop giving them money. Stop giving them the means to kill us, because they're doing it, people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say.
I've never had anything last this long. Usually I'll have something for 3 days and I'm done with it. But this has been 2 weeks, and this is not normal for me. I haven't been sick in 15 years. And,
I normally never get sick.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, we live on a very high vibrancy, you and I, and there's no reason to have this. So it's very abnormal when I get something like this. And they even have it on television that I think it's like 90% of Rochester has this flu, which means it's all chemtrails. It's just... Why they do it, I don't know. Maybe it's because prescription companies need more money. Who knows?
I don't know, but it's getting really scary, people, and you have to stop it. You know, and here's the other thing. I was just listening to some podcasts, you know, because I don't have time to sit and listen to radio shows. So I listen on the podcast or the archives or whatever. And I just happened to tune in to my birthday. And I was listening, and what was on my birthday was so perfect. It was a guy talking about concealed carry. And I thought, now this is interesting. This would just make most of my listeners go running and screaming in the other direction. I got to tell you, I have a concealed carry permit. And I'm advocating that everybody out there gets one and you get armed and you better do it quick. And the reason I'm saying that is because we are about to become fascist America. Now, I didn't want to make this a political show. You know, and I'm not going to make it that. I'm going to give you this one warning. And, you know, when I went to New York to tell people you've got less than 3 months to get on your mission and less than a year to accomplish it, I meant it. People, there's no more time left. You better get on your act right now. And if you don't, God help us. That's all I can say.
Cool.
And, you know, I don't want to be doom and gloom because I don't believe in that stuff. I believe we can change everything in an instant. And I totally believe that. The problem is I have seen too many people who have no clue how to do it. I've seen too many people who think they're powerless. Oh, gosh, Steve, it just makes me so sick. Please, people, wake up. You know, you've got to take everything into your own hands. You know, and I was listening to this podcast, and the guy was saying, you know, when our forefathers made our Constitution, you know, they did it. Because we are the first line of defense against abusive government. That's why they did it the way they did. Because they'd already been in an abusive government. And they knew what could happen. And so here we are. We're the first line of defense. How many of you are ready? How many of you are going to say no more to this insanity? Folks, the lunatics are running the asylum. You know, we've got to change that now. It's up to you, every one of you. If you don't stand up and take a stand, if you don't stand up and say, I'm not going to play this game anymore, if you don't do whatever it is in front of you to do, then we're doomed. So, now, okay, I'm getting off the soapbox now. You know, this is just another example. I mean, I watched all this chemtrailing, and I went, this has got to stop now. Why are we paying these assholes? Let me ask you that. Why? Why are we paying them to kill us? Oh, my God. People, wake up, please. I don't know what else to say.
Well, there's an old Hebrew saying called Tikkun Olam. Basically, what it means is that we are responsible for putting light on the planet. We're responsible for healing the planet. So what I've done is basically one of the reasons that I came on WBBS radio was to be able to change things as much as I possibly could and bring light to the people to allow them to change and to change Mother Earth all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So any amount of light that we can bring in to help our neighbors or ourselves, that's Tikkun Olam. So it's very important that the only weapons that we have, the only weapon that I have, and it's not really a weapon, is white light, is pure light to bring it to the planet, to heal the planet, to heal our neighbors, to heal ourselves. And that, I truly believe, is the ultimate way of changing things and bringing the forces of good back to the planet as much as we possibly can.
I also believe that, and I also believe that we cannot let history repeat itself. You know, and I think often about my late husband, who was a CIA agent, and he said, you know, when I walked into the ashram at this one place, he said the main guy looked at him, knew he was carrying concealed, and said, finally, somebody that gets it. And he had nothing bad to say about my late husband. My late husband never went any place with less than 2 guns and 4 knives. You know, that was his thing because he knew. And the Bhagwan or whatever, whoever he was, he said, you know, you get it. And he said, every person has the responsibility. You cannot give the responsibility to someone else. You need to stand in your power. Now, they're not saying you have to kill people. That would be ridiculous. What they're saying is, you've got to say no. You've got to say, I refuse to participate in this, and here's the way of enlightenment. And so now tonight, people, let us help you in the way of enlightenment.
Right.
And, you know, Steve, we had somebody that wrote in after your show that I was on last time, Alexa,
mm-hmm.
and she said, I don't know what you guys did, but it changed things in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's really interesting, because that's what we hope to do. And so now tonight, let's let the light really flow, and let's bring in the righteousness, the consciousness of a higher galactic being, which is that we love, that we do not allow these abuses. You know, those in power right now on this planet in 3D are abusing us.
Mm-hmm.
We can go beyond that, but we have to understand that we can go beyond that. And it's our responsibility to take that step and to say, I refuse to allow these lesser energies to continue to abuse me, the planet, or anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm calling for tonight, right now, in this moment, is that every person out there that's listening commits within themselves to be that point of light, whatever that means. I don't know what that means. That may mean some people go, you know what, you're right, they go out, they protect themselves. That may mean that some people say, you know what, you're right, I'm going to sit in meditation so many hours a day. Other people may sit and, you know, prayer to the all that is. Other people may go out and be activists. I don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is it's time. And so let's let that light spread now. let's really bring that forth through each one of us to bring in that spark of light. And Steve, you know, you and I deal with this light all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is our anchor point. This is the truth of who we are. But there are so many people out there that don't quite have that yet. So how can we bring them into that now to really connect?
What we can do is teach them to bring in the holy light, and the way to do that is to tune into the heavens. Just take a look up in the heavens and shut your eyes and just make pretend that you can see that everybody has an imagination. What we need to do is have them look up at heaven and that beautiful energy up there and just make pretend that that light is coming through from heaven down to the earth. And it's called imagination, and it's one of the most powerful gifts that we have. So to turn people on to that energy and that love is just turn on their love. Turn on everything that they have, love, compassion, humanity, and allow them to sit and just look up at the heavens, open up their hands and bring down that beautiful light, whether they can see it or whether they can't see it. If they can think that they can bring down the light, they can actually bring down the light. So without any further ado, what I would suggest doing is everybody, if you're out there and you're listening to us, just look up at heaven and bring down that light, whether you see it or whether you can't see it or whether you can see it. If you think it, you can do it. And that's the most precious gift that God has given us, the gift of life and the gift to be able to say, if I can mention light, I can see light, and if I can't see light, then I can feel the light. And that's the way to bring it down, and it's just a beautiful vibrancy in your body. And just let it soak into the earth. Allow yourself to be part of Mother Earth, because you are part of Mother Earth, and you're part of the universe. So no matter where you're at on the planet, you are part of who we are. We're all one. And the best thing to do is to remember that we are one. We're not separate. There's not a person on this planet that is separate from one another. We are all connected, and it's all love.
Yes, it is. And when there are parts of your body that are not performing correctly, you need to bring light into those parts, and you need to heal them.
Yep.
And so stop hating our government. Stop hating the people that own the world. Instead, recognize that they have kind of gone awry, a little bit insane. We need to fix them. And the way that we fix them is we bring light to them so that they can't see anything but that. And that is way more powerful than anything any of them can ever do. I don't care how much money they have. I don't care how much power they have. They cannot resist the truth of the light. So bring that light into them. You know, I have several friends who are dyed-in-the-wool liberals, and they hate George Bush with a rabid hate. I mean, I'm talking foaming at the mouth hate. And I keep telling them, doesn't matter who's in there. They all work for the people that own the world. Instead of hating them, bring them light. Bring them the truth. Until they can no longer perform these terrible things that have been going on. Make it so it's so uncomfortable for them to be confronted by the light, that they cannot possibly do anything but what is right. That's how you change the world.
I think
so everyone, bring that in now. Bring that light in now. The brilliant white light of the all that is, the God source, the creator.
It's more powerful to love somebody than to hate somebody.
Exactly, because when you hate them, they come.
Hate is is a lost memory, is a lost value. So what I would suggest, instead of hating George Bush, is to love George Bush. And the reason I'm saying that is because you can't change anything with hate. You can only create hate with hate.
Mm-hmm.
But if you love him and send that kind of energy out, as Jesus would, or Moses would, or Abraham, or Isaac, or Jacob, if you send that kind of energy out into the world rather than hate, because hate means it's a very predominant negative word, and it creates more havoc than what we need. We need to put love on the planet. So when we think about somebody that is running our country or whatever the case may be, always think about love. It's very, very important to understand that love is extremely important. You can only change things with love. You can't change things with hate. Only with love and compassion can things be changed.
Exactly, because what you resist persists.
Right.
And if you think that's not true, just look around.
Right. Don't hate anybody.
Resistance. Instead, resist it in the only way that works, which is with love.
Right. That's the only way that will conquer anything, is to send love to people that are having problems and having issues. We want to change something. Anytime I've ever helped anybody, it's been through love, never the other way. It's too negative, and it just hangs in the air with a value that just won't move. But love.
But the problem is, in the meantime, Steve, people have to be able to get to that point. And you and I can be in that point. We're able to remove ourselves in a vibration,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people aren't there yet. And so for those people, and that's why I'm telling you, you need to go get your concealed carry and refuse to be a part of this crap that's going on. But in the meantime, practice love. It's like, you know, on the one hand, you prepare for things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the Mormons are the kings and queens of preparation. You know, they've
mm-hmm.
got a year's worth of foodstuffs all
mm-hmm.
you know, sequestered. But you know what? They're the first ones people are going to go after if there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so they have to defend themselves. And so there's this whole thing that happens because you're prepared, but
mm-hmm.
on the other hand, you have to be prepared. So the question everybody asks me is, what do I do? And my answer is always, do what feels right. You know, do what's going to be necessary to protect yourself, because what good are you going to be dead? You know,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
the second thing, too, is to keep love in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the Dalai Lama said, it's perfectly okay to kill somebody that's trying to kill you. There's no problem with that. But do you go out and kill everybody you see? No, because that's wrong. You know, and you try to talk people out of things, but you do not allow yourself as a citizen of the universe, as a citizen who is a self-evident being, you know, and a self-realized being, you don't allow someone to decide what's going to happen in your life. You are the sovereign entity. You decide. Nobody else. It's not up to the government. The government works for us, and that's the way our country was made, and we're the only country in the world that's made that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we came into this through violence, and, you know, everything's been violent in the U.S., but you know what? We are those people who throughout the world have gone there to rescue the other people who have given up everything for a sense of safety, and they've never gotten safety, people. All they've gotten is abuse. And I want you to understand that. The universe does not respect people who lay down and go, oh, I'm a peacekeeper. I'm just going to do whatever I can to keep the peace. That's not the way it works. The way it works is you say, this is where my line is. This is my world, and you are not allowed to interfere with that. The universe wants to know that you will take up your position as a sovereign entity, as a responsible entity in the universe, And if you don't, you're going to be run over.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my listeners know I talk the truth to them. I'm telling you the truth now. That's the way it is. You want to change it, then you better get up and change it, you know, because you can't sit on your duff and change it.
That's right.
Do we practice love? Yes. Do we protect ourselves? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are we the sovereign entities? Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's our responsibility. Our life is our responsibility. What are you going to allow to happen in your life?
Mm.
And, you know, I've had many conversations with people over the last year where some people, including my family, think I've flipped my onions, as Madeline says, because I will not play the game. Now, you don't have to be brave to do that. You just have to decide what's yours and what's not. And I refuse to play the game anymore the way that these insane people have decided to play it. What I have chosen to do is to play the game as a sovereign entity. And I am love. And I will always advocate love. And I always advocate self-responsibility also. Not the responsibility that somebody else that's decided that they own me has decided.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that's not real. That's what somebody else decided. That's their world, not mine. In Valerie's world, things are a hell of a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Valerie's world, Valerie decides what's real. And because of that, I have miracles in my life. So my question to everybody out there is, do you want miracles in your life, or do you want to be a slave?
Mm-hmm.
Which is it? And if you're saying to yourself, well, I want miracles, I deserve miracles, then okay, you're going to have to be brave. You're going to have to stick up for yourself because nobody else is going to do it. And the only way you can do it, people, is you have to move into love. You have to embrace it, you have to be it. And you have to be strong, you have to become the warrior or the warrioress. And I'm going to tell you what I tell a lot of my patients, life is not for wimps.
Mm-hmm.
This is not about being, you know, really nice, playing nice all the time. That's not it, that's a cop-out. This is about taking full responsibility. It's the full spiritual entity that you are.
The way to become fearless is through love.
Exactly. To love completely, totally, no matter what. To do what seems crazy in the face of normal life, quote unquote. Not that I know what that is, mind you, because I don't. I've never known what normal is. I don't want to know what normal is. It seems pretty horrifying to me.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I couldn't do it, you know. I've never been able to do it. But it means that you take total responsibility, 100% total personal responsibility for who you are. And if that who that you are says, you know what, screw you, I don't want to do this,
mm-hmm.
then don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why would you bend over and do whatever it is somebody tells you to do just to play nice? Why would you do that? It's living a lie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, live the truth. Be who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I end the show, I always say, be happy, be healthy, be who you really are. Do you know what that means? It means forget about what people think about you. Be who you really are. And who you really are is this magnificent, incredible being. People, if you could see you the way I see you, you would fall down and worship at your own feet. If you had any idea of who you really are, oh my God, this world would change in an instant.
You bet it would.
I don't know how to make people see that, Steve.
I think what we need to do is to allow people to be who they are. And I think what they need to do is just create tremendous healing within their own hearts. And just let them search out their hearts. Actually, what we could do is take people into their heart chakra and let them take a look.
Let's do that right now.
And I think it's really important because a lot of people hear what we say, but a lot of people don't don't believe what we say because they don't understand it. They don't have the ability to go into their own hearts, but we do, and we can take you into your own heart. So if there's anybody out there that would like to call in, we're more than happy to help you with it.
Yeah, we'll take you into your own heart right here, right now.
Right, and we'll open you up, and we'll take you into your heart and let you take a look at what there is, and it's really beautiful. On Saturday nights, on my show last week, we were opening up people. I was opening up people right on the show without them even calling in. So what people were feeling is that they were going into their own hearts and they were being cleared. But it's just interesting to do. It's a lot of fun. And Valerie is right. You know, you got to make that connection within yourself. Nobody else will. Don't allow the outside forces to overrule your inside forces ever.
Right, because only you know the truth of who you are. Nobody out there knows. And nobody has the right to tell you who you are. Nobody. You know, and I think about all the stuff that's going on now, and people say, well, you know, they're creating a slave state, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, you know what, I'm not playing that game, because nobody has the right to own me. Nobody has the right to tell me that because they made my name a certain way that I'm now a corporation that they own. It's like, no, I don't think so, you know, because just because I didn't know it doesn't mean it's true. You know, what's the truth is that I am my own person. Nobody owns me. And you know, the older I get and the more I learn, the more mad I get about that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a serious affront, a serious insult to
mm-hmm.
me as an entity,
mm-hmm.
as a spiritual being, that I would even believe that for a second, but yet so many people do. And I did too. So be brave. Call in, let's open you up, and let's help you to
There we
Here
go.
We go. Who's on the line?
Dr. Deborah?
Yes. Hello.
This is Carla.
Hey, Carla. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
You're in Chicago, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you ready to be opened up to who you really are?
Yes.
Okay.
I also have another question.
Okay.
I sent you an email today. It's just kind of funny. I was wanted to ask you if you could help me with my root chakra, too.
Okay. I didn't get any emails today because I haven't been out.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm still dealing with email issues. And, in fact, I'm still dealing with cell phone issues. I've had several people tell me my cell phone's disconnected, and I thought, well, really, that's interesting. Can you tell I'm on it right now? So, you know, there's a lot of people out there trying to mess with us. But, okay, so we will go ahead and do that. Steve, let's go ahead and... Let's get Carla to, first of all, see your lotus. There's a lotus where we see the heart. It's an energy lotus, Carla. It's this beautiful, incredible, brilliant, brilliant golden white flower with a little bit of pink and a little bit of blue, too. And if you look at that and you really concentrate on that, and you start breathing in the scent of it, you'll see all that the petals start to flutter and they start to open. Can you see that?
I'm having a hard time hearing. Let me see if I turn up my phone. Okay, I got my phone up all the way.
Okay. All right, Steve, go ahead.
Carla. Hi. Can you hear me, Carla?
Yes.
Okay. What you want to do, I'm going to take you right into your heart, honey.
Okay.
So I want you to connect with me because I'm right over your head. What I'm going to do is come around the front, and I'm going to enter your heart. Is that okay with you? Can we do that together?
Yes.
Good. You're going right into your heart right now. That's it. Continue in. Very good. Don't be afraid, honey. This is not going to hurt you. What we're going to do is open you up to who you are. Can you feel it getting lighter, dear?
I feel something.
Mm-hmm. It's just a good vibrancy. Okay, now you're going to be starting looking at a higher vibrancy right now, honey.
Don't be afraid, Carla.
That's it, honey. Just keep coming in with me, and you're doing fine, dear.
Yeah, just let go. You're hanging on really tight. Just let go. I've got you from behind. I've got my hands on your shoulders. And we're going to help you now and keep you safe.
Okay, let's stop here for a second, Carla. What we're going to do, honey, is that what I need you to do is let everything go that's in your mind and realize that you're almost at the center of your heart. And you're going to start opening up. Can you feel the energy in your heart opening up all around you?
Yes.
Does it feel very vast?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Does it feel vast? Big?
I feel a warm feeling.
Yes. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go in just a smidge further, honey. Just about there. Okay. And just look up, honey. Just hang here a second. There's nothing to be afraid of. That's right. You're right in the center of your heart. Good. All right, let's head out now. That's it. Just come on out of your heart easy. Good. Okay, you go back into your conscious mind. I'm going to go back into my conscious mind. Good. Okay, Carla, how do you feel now, honey? Can you feel yourself being bigger?
Oh, gosh. I feel like I can trust you guys more.
I can't hear you, honey. Can you speak up?
I feel like I trust you guys more.
Yeah.
You know, safer.
Mm-hmm. Valerie, what is she saying, honey? I can't hear her.
She says she feels like she can trust us more.
Yes. Okay.
Carla, what I would like you to do is to just contemplate the center of your heart and see that brilliant golden white light there and let it fill your consciousness and then say, I claim the truth of who I am.
Okay.
Okay, now how does that feel? How does that feel, Carla?
Ask Carla if she's there any longer.
Carla?
Yes?
How does that feel?
I feel open, freer.
Okay, Steve, did you hear that? She feels open and clear.
Yes. She said something about her root chakra. Is that what she was talking about before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Carla, your root chakra's open, honey. By opening up your heart, you opened up your root chakra. How do you feel?
I feel that there's possibilities.
What did she say?
She said she feels there's possibility.
Yes.
Anything else, Carla?
It's kind of it's strange.
Do you feel stronger?
She should actually feel a lot more centered and grounded.
Yeah.
Do you feel more centered and grounded, honey?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. This was like, it feels like it's all new.
Oh, good.
It appears what now?
She said it feels like it's all new.
Good. That's
yeah.
What it's supposed to be.
Yeah, good.
It's all new for you, Carla. It has nothing to do with us. It's all you. That's exactly how it's supposed to feel, all new.
Yep. So congratulations, Carla. You did good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Bye. Blessings.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear her. She was so low. I couldn't hear what she was saying.
I know. It's tough. Very tough.
But I like the idea when she said it feels like it's all new, because what it is, she's opening up into her own heart, and she's finding out that there's a lot of vastness in there that she can turn to and turn on. It's beautiful when you can do that.
Well, yeah, and people need to understand that. You know, I mean, you and I have that experience, and it's taken us years to get there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, there's not that time left. You know, people need to get it now. And, you know, the people that haven't done all the years of work that we've done, they've got to have some way to tap into it immediately, which, of course, is why
Hello.
We're here. Hello, who's on the line?
Hello, this is Nick in Costa Rica.
Hey, Nick, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in.
Uh-huh. I spoke with you before, with both of you.
Uh-huh.
And since you're on the subject of opening the heart chakra,
mm-hmm.
I'm having a little tightness in my chest tonight, which I have sometimes, you know, from
bypass, no problem.
You know, and...
Mm-hmm.
The question is, are you ready to step into who you really are, Nick?
Well, I don't know, but we could try.
Okay, there is no try. You know what Yoda said, there is no try, there is only do or do not.
Mm-hmm.
So now the question is, are you ready to do or do not?
I'm ready to do.
All right, let's go. All right, Steve, go ahead.
Okay, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay, what I want you to do, I want you to take your consciousness. I just want you to come with me, and we're going to go right into your heart.
Okay.
Attaboy. I need you to let go of everything, Nick. Let go of ego, let go of troubles, let go of goodness, let go of everything. Just... follow me in.
Okay.
Good. Going into your heart now.
Don't worry, Nick. We'll bring you back.
That's it, Dick. Just come with me. Everything go, Nick. Don't hold on to anything. Just don't be afraid. Keep on coming in with me. That's it. We have to clear out the darkness before we can get into the light. Just come in with me. There's nothing to be afraid of or nothing to fear. That's it. Feel yourself going further in, Nick?
Yes, I am.
Good. Just stay with me. it. Just come with me. Let go of all the anger. Don't bring any more anger in with you. Just bring yourself in total love into your heart. That's it. And you should be feeling a change right now. Stay here with me. You're going to start feeling some vastness and some light. That's it. Just bathe in your own light.
You know, I'm seeing a little dark spot in there.
Yeah, yeah. We're just changing that over now.
Yeah, Nick, you didn't do anything any time in your life that cannot be forgiven. You need to forgive yourself. We all make mistakes. We're all idiots. You know, get over it.
Oh, I've done a lot of forgiving.
Yeah, well,
That's why you're in the center of your heart now.
There's something in there that you haven't forgiven yourself for. Forgive it now. It's really, really important. There's no reason for you to keep flogging yourself. Okay? Just let it go. You know, if you knew then what you knew now, you'd never have done these things. That was then, this is now. Get over it.
How does it feel, Nick?
Yes, I can feel some relief.
Mm-hmm. Right, you're getting a lot out right now, so just let it go.
Nick, you deserve love. That's the real state of your being. It can never be any way but that, no matter what happened. We've all been there, done that.
How does it feel, Nick?
You deserve love, that's the truth.
Do you see things changing to light, Nick?
Yes.
Good.
Nick, I really need you to believe that you deserve love. Please do that. Can you do that for me?
Mm-hmm.
Can you trust me enough to understand that I'm right?
Yes, I understand. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I am right, you know. I am a Capricorn. I'm always right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Nick, we're in the center of your heart right now. So what we need to do, I want you to bathe right in the light of your heart. So what we need to do, just go a little bit further in and accept the light. Open up your hands. That's it. Just bathe in your heart. Bathe in the quietness of your own heart. That's it. Very good. Okay, Nick, we're going to start coming back. That's very good for the first time, Nick. So you're going to come out of your heart. Good. Come on out with your consciousness. That's it. You go back to you, and I go back to me. Very good.
And I'm here showing you a mirror.
Okay. I believe you've helped me some.
You can go back in your heart anytime you want, Nick. And what I would highly suggest doing when you go back into your heart is don't say anything, just stay in the center of your heart and watch the colors change and enjoy it. Because that's who you are and that's your truth. That's everybody's truth.
Yeah, do
you go to the center of the heart and just bathe there, just bathe in the light and allow that to happen. Don't ask anything, don't say anything. Make no judgments, try not to comprehend, and allow yourself not to understand. Just go in the center of your heart and relax there. That's a safe place for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
Right.
That's
we do this little exercise at Unity, and it does seem to help, but, you know.
Well, what I'd like you to understand, Nick, is that the only thing that holds you back from feeling the truth of who you are is you. Because you keep flogging yourself, you know. Give it up. What was then was then. What's now is now. You're not the same person. We all blame ourselves for stupid mistakes that we've made or ways that we've been. The truth of the matter is that all we can ever be is love. And all this other stuff is an illusion. And, you know, we make mistakes, we learn from them, and we become who we really are.
Yeah.
So the truth of the matter is, when I hold up a mirror to you, all that I see in you, Nick, is shining. There's no dark spots, okay? All that I see is shining. I see love. And that's the truth of who you are. And so when I say I hold up a mirror to you, I want you to see that. See the truth. Don't see what you think you are, okay?
I know. I have come to terms with many things out of the past and have forgiven and not only myself but others. I've been working on it, and I think I have accomplished something.
All right, but
much
but
better
the,
than I was, you know.
All right, but there's a simple step to take, because there's one thing with forgiving, and there's another thing with believing.
Mm-hmm.
It's your turn to believe, okay?
Yeah.
Because no matter how much we forgive ourselves, we never really believe that we're really innocent. And the truth is that we are. That's the truth.
That's the truth.
That's the total truth. There is nothing else. We are innocent.
I shall work on that.
Very good.
Just accept it, buddy.
Okay,
it's real.
Now, I hope you didn't send me your flu.
No, we didn't. We kept
okay.
Nowhere, Nick. Don't worry about
that. You kept
that
there, huh? Okay.
No, I'm actually over it. I sound worse than I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Nick, thanks
go
a lot
away.
For calling, buddy.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're
God bless.
Welcome. God bless.
Bye.
Bye. Well, it's so hard, Steve, to get people to understand the truth of who they are.
Well, I just, you know, I said three things to him. Try not to comprehend, make no judgments, and try not to understand. And it's so important when you go into your heart.
Yeah.
Not to make a judgment and not try, and not be don't try to comprehend. Allow yourself just to be in your heart.
Exactly, because the heart is the truth. You know, I am so cognizant of it myself, because I was one of those people who believed that everyone could be forgiven but me.
Well,
and then finally somebody said to me, "Well, you're an arrogant bitch."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "What?" And the guy said, "You think everybody can be forgiven but you. You think you're better than everybody else." And I went, "What? No, I don't." He said, "Yes, you do." And I sat and thought about it for a while, and I went, "Oh, my God." And so, you know, we hold ourselves to a higher standard than we do anybody else, when in reality, that's complete foolishness. We're no different than anyone else. We're all the same.
We're no different than anybody else, honey.
Yeah. We're all the same. You know,
it's
and we're different
same, honey.
In our path, but we're still
it's all
the same.
We're no better than anybody else. As
and
a matter of fact, we might not be as good as anybody else.
Well, we might not be.
Because when you start getting to a higher, when you start getting to a higher vibrancy, you should be checking yourself out more and saying, "Am I doing the best that I possibly can?"
Sure.
you know, and the thing is that more is expected of us.
Yeah, more is expected, but it's easier because, you know, the things that we made mistakes at when we were at a lower level, we would never make those mistakes now because we're way beyond that. We have no desire to do things that way.
Right, but
and
even
so,
though...
You know, it's a different thing.
Mm-hmm. Even though we are on a higher level, even the higher level ones need to be able to take a look and say, whoops,
sure.
Well, maybe it's something that I have to learn to get rid of too. So it doesn't make any difference what levels we're at. We all have to go through something.
Sure, and each level is like that. You know, the thing that's fun about this whole existence is that there's no end.
That's
and
right.
And so no matter what you learn, no matter how high up you get, you know, you're going to be the big fish in the little pond, then you're going to be the little fish in the big pond, then you're going to be the big fish in the little pond.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on forever, people.
Right.
It never ends.
Right.
And so, you know, there's no place to stop and rest on your laurels.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's no end to it. There's no stopping. There's no retirement.
Mm-hmm.
There's
nothing
like that. It continues. And the more that you ascend into that higher vibrant level, the more you want to help. And so at first you may just help yourself. Then you help your family. Then you help your friends. Then you help the people in your community. Then you help the people in the city. Then you help the people in the state and the people in the country. And, you know, it goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
You're helping everybody in your world. And it's everybody
right.
in your galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everybody, you know, in
right.
that section of universes. You know, it just
mm-hmm.
goes on. And so, you know, there's no point where you get to stop and rest on your laurels and be in the mansion and, you know, have 57 virgins feeding you grapes, you know. There's no point like that. So, like, if that's your vision, forget it. I'm sorry to tell you that. You know, the way it is.
That's funny. I think we're running out of time, buddy.
We are, so it's time to go. So, people, thank you so much for tuning in. You know I love you guys. And we will be heading out on our tour again soon. We're going to do California and Oregon and probably up to Vancouver starting in March. So if you're interested in hosting a Quantum Vortex gathering, please give us a call. And Steve, as usual, your show every Saturday is
on at 6 o'clock.
6 p.m. Pacific.
Mm-hmm. Actually, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think it's 3 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah, and
yeah.
That's the Healing Hour with Steve Barish.
Right.
And people can call in and get free healings and all that. So thank you so much for being on the show. You know I love you, buddy.
Love you too, pal.
And people, thank you. And, you know, the listeners make this all happen. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't bother to do it, would we?
That's right.
So thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I love you. And, you know, I wish the best for you, and anything I can do to help you in your path, you know I'm going to do. So, as always, be happy, be healthy, and please be who you really are. We need you. Nighty-night.
Hello.